to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And I go to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Andy of Beaver Dam.
Are you there, Matt?
Beaver Dam.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, my grandson works for Michaels. They're down in Charlotte, North Carolina, doing some directional boring. But Tim Michaels ran for the Senate back about, what, 2004, something like that.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. He pretends to be an outsider. He's going to tip Madison upside down and all that stuff. But I don't know. I would question his skill as far as running a state, you know. I just don't think that he's the guy to have, you know. Another bit of trivia with the Uline family, they send out a catalog. I've been getting their catalogs for years, but in the back of the catalog, Liz Uline, the wife, she always has a little political letter in the back of the catalog outlining her, you know, her views, you know, and how businessmen should be and whatever. And I always figured, well, is that really a good idea? I mean, you should, if you're trying to sell the whole market, you'd want to kind of keep politics out of, it could affect some of your sales that way, but that's just my opinion. I don't know. But anyway, in a few weeks, we'll find out who's going to be the one.
Yeah, listen, Andy, those are excellent. Let me just pick up on both of them. I think that's very good. First of all, with Michaels, you know, the thing is, with me, I don't dislike Michaels. He's built quite a company, and apparently, you know, he has a lot of employees, and I think that's great. But, you just don't get a guy who goes, okay, I've been successful in business, so I'm going to just run the state as sort of a vanity thing and jump in out of the weeds. I mean, the guy, he's been endorsed by Trump, and not because Trump likes him, but because Trump does not like the Duchess of Foxconn. I mean, that's the only reason he did it. Secondly, he's gone full frontal Trump. I mean, he said, no, I'm going to turn over the elections to the legislature, let them pick the electors, even if the voters pick somebody else in a presidential. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And he's for Foxconn? He thinks he's a businessman? We got swindled, Andy. Andy, we got swindled in Foxconn. And they are blocking the use of that land, the best industrial land in the state of Wisconsin, between O'Hare and Mitchell Field, near Chicago, near Lake Michigan, near all transportation sources, to Intel and Oshkosh, that would have created thousands of jobs at high wages. They lied and said they would create 10,000 jobs at $53,000 a year. They created squat. And then they go, oh, well, we'll do large screen TVs, small screens. We'll do electric coffee makers, electric cars. It's all baloney. And the Republican Party is doubling down on that, including Michaels. None of them deserve to be governor. He has a good company. Go back and run your company, Jack. Go back and run your company, Jack. But I think you have it there. And you're dead on with your comments. Thanks for calling. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? East Side Dave.
Hello. You know, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I know you've heard of it. And I've heard about this Foxconn, and one of the first things I heard is that it was going to be a boondoggle. And, man, it sure was. And, man, they ruined that town. I haven't been to that town, but you're more familiar with some of these areas than I am. And, God damn it, man.
Yeah, so what do you have to say, Dave? I think you're making some good points on Foxconn. I mean, here's the deal. Walker sat down. He wanted to be a businessman. He knows nothing about business. And they write some dollars on a napkin. He writes $1 billion, and hey, we'll give you $1 billion, and pass it to a Chinese guy who looks at him and immediately swindles him and says, no, $4 billion. And they settled on a little over $4 billion as the maximum exposure. And they said, well, Foxconn goes, We'll create 10,000 jobs, over $53,000 a year, and we're going to make large screen TVs. They knew they couldn't create large screen TVs because you can't ship large screen TVs. They break in transit. You have to have the glass company right there. They knew that. Walker was too stupid to know that. Why didn't he get professional advice? You know, if he needed an appendectomy, he wouldn't have taken out his own appendix, would he? He'd go to a good doctor who took out his appendix. So why would you sit there and negotiate with the Chinese when you are as clueless as Walker? Why would you do that? But he did it. He got taken to the cleaners. The Duchess of Foxconn jumped up and down, his cheerleader, waving pom-poms, going, "We're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't smoke and we don't drink." Oh, okay, great. So why shouldn't you be governor and give the Chinese $4 billion? They took people's homes. They went to people's homes and said, "We'll give you assessed value." The people said, "No, we think it'll go up in the future. Our kids like the school systems." The state under Walker condemned it. You can't do that for a private purpose. You should only do it for roads. Not because a Chinese company wants to build a factory. And they did it. And Republican judges in the past have said, "That's okay. If you're taking it for business, that's okay." Come on. This is America. Are you kidding me? What do you think George Washington and the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord would have said about that? King George said, "I'll take your farm if I want it for private English business." Okay. Well, no, not okay. You got Lexington and Concord. That's okay. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? This is the kind of stuff that goes on with Republicans. And I'm very glad to hear your comments. As somebody, you're not from Mount Pleasant or Racine County. You may not have ever been there. But I'll tell you what, Voss represents it in the legislature, and the Republicans are still doubling down, and they still want more of that sweet Foxconn action, that sweet Foxconn fraud. We can't let them in power. Can't let them in power. Speaking of another fraud, now a third Dane County judge, Jacob Frost, not Jack Frost, Jacob Frost, Dane County judge, the third one, has ordered Gableman to stop deleting records. Why has he done that? Because there have now been four lawsuits against Gableman that we're paying for to defend. Judge Valerie Bailey Wren ordered him to stop destroying records. Judge Frank Remington told him. Now Judge Jacob Frost told him. How many judges take to tell him? One of these judges can impose real sanctions. Normally, it only takes one judge. One judge goes, "Don't destroy records." Oh, you did? You're going to jail. How about that? You're going to spend 10 days in jail. We're going to fine you $100,000. Does that get your attention? Listen, who's Gableman? He's appointed by Voss. Voss is the guy that is supposed to control the open records request. And he goes, "Well, I hired Gableman, so my hands are clean." Well, no, your hands are not clean. You can't hire an agent and go, "Okay, throw my agent in jail." You are responsible. You want to hire agents? That's fine. You want to hire incompetent agents like Gableman? No, that's not okay. That is not okay. Not okay. And so now we're paying for it. It's gone over $1 million with no cap. Your tax money. This is fraud. Plain taxpayer fraud. Plain taxpayer fraud. We're going to break shortly. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Wisconsin, you know that Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez are champions on the court. But did you know they're also champions for our community?
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I love being a champion.
And today I'm asking you to be a champion citizen.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
They're worried about our power, so they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Come on down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
No matter what era of life you're in, ERAS Senior Network is here for you. For older adults in an era of life after retirement, ERAS can engage you in meaningful volunteer opportunities like tutoring local students or driving an older adult to a medical appointment or grocery store. You may be in an era of needing additional support, and ERAS Senior Network can match you with a screened and trained volunteer to get you where you need to go or provide ongoing friendship through a weekly friendly phone call. For more information, www.eras.org.